News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Terminal Blastics Research Laboratory, TBRL, under the Government of India Ministry of Defence, is seeking dedicated individuals to join as Junior Research Fellows, JRFs. They have openings for a Junior Research Fellow, JRF, in Mechanical Engineering and two Junior Research Fellows in Chemistry. If you meet the eligibility criteria and are passionate about contributing to pioneering research in defence technology, you are invited to attend the walk-in interview at TBRL Sector 30, Chandigarh. Be sure to bring in your complete biodata, attested copies of relevant documents and a recent passport size photograph. The interview date is 23-7-2024 for JRF Mechanical and 1-8-2024 for JRF Chemistry. You may go on to the website for details at https://www.drdo.gov.in/drdo/labs and establishments. The Department of Legal Affairs, DOLA, Ministry of Law and Justice, is seeking applications from eligible working candidates in the central government to prepare a panel for filling up four posts of record clerk, a Group C post in Level 2 of the pay matrix, on a deputation basis for a period of 3 years. Interested candidates should submit their applications through proper channel within 30 days of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For detailed information, you may visit https://www.legalaffairs.gov.in. Sagarmala Development Company Limited, SDCL, a Schedule B CPSE under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Government of India, is inviting applications for the following posts: General Manager Finance and Accounts, 8. Assistant Manager, 2 posts. Manager, 4. Assistant Manager Projects, 2. Executive Projects, 1. Candidates are required to have the specified educational qualifications and post-qualification experience. For detailed information on the positions, reservations, qualification, age limit, experience, and the last date of application, you may refer to the official advertisement posted on SDCL website at www.sdclindia.com under the vacancy section. Central University of Rajasthan, Kishangarh, is seeking applications from eligible Indian citizens for the post of registrar. The position is to be filled on direct recruitment, deputation or contract basis. Interested individuals can find details of minimum eligibility, emoluments and other service conditions on the university's website. That is www.curaj.ac.in. The deadline for online application submission is 2nd August 2024, and the hard copy of application form must be submitted by 3rd August 2024. Late applications will not be considered. For more information, you may visit the university's website. I repeat, www.curaj.ac.in. National Institute for Empowerment of Persons with Multiple Disabilities, NIEPMD, is inviting applications from Indian nationals for various posts including Associate Professor in Speech Pathology and Audiology, Associate Professor in Medical Science and Deputy Registrar Admin. The appointments will be made on deputation basis or direct recruitment. Interested candidates can find detailed information on qualification, experience and application process on the official website, that is www.niepmd.en.nic.in. The last date for application submission is provided on the website. A great opportunity awaits qualified individuals for the position of senior scientist at the Andaman Lakshadweep Harbour Works, ALHW, under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, New Delhi. The position is available on a deputation basis for a duration of 2 years with a possibility of extension. The role, a General Central Service, Group A Gazetted, Non-Ministerial, is in the level 11 of pay matrix as per the 7th CPC. In addition to the salary, the position includes benefits such as dedicated accommodation, transport, medical reimbursement and LTC as per the Government of India rules. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the link andssw1.nic.in. Applications should be submitted within 60 days from the date of the publication in Employment News. The CSIR National Botanical Research Institute, Lucknow, UP, India, announces the cancellation of the previously issued advertisement number 1/2019 for the recruitment of scientific posts due to unavoidable administrative reasons. Any inconvenience caused is regretted. For further information, kindly visit www.nbri.res.in. Army Public School Gaya, Bihar is seeking a qualified and experienced principal to join their esteemed institution. The ideal candidate should be below 55 years of age and an ex-serviceman should be 57 years of age. The applicant must hold a master's degree or its equivalent along with teaching degree B.Ed. from a recognized university or institute. A minimum of 5 years of teaching experience at the high or higher secondary intermediate level is also required. The last date for the submission of applications is 25th July 2024. Please note that the incomplete application for those received through other modes will be rejected. For more details and to download the candidate's information form, kindly visit the Gaya website https://apsgaya.com. Join the team at the Permanent Mission of India to the World Trade Organization, WTO Geneva, Switzerland, as a research officer. They are looking for dedicated individuals with experience in international trade and trade policies. The successful candidate will assist India's representative in WTO-related work, UNCTAD, preparation of analytical notes, data analysis, and more. If you have the required qualifications and are up to this exciting challenge, apply and be part of this dynamic team. You may email at mahunder.chaudhary@nic.in or visit the website for more details. That is https://www.wto.org. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.